Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Tom, and it's my honour to be your host. Thanks so much for being here. Tonight, we'll rejoin Ben and Crystal as they continue their magical search for Poseidon's lost trident. If you missed the first episode on Monday, or you don't quite remember what happened last time, that's okay. We'll start with a quick recap of everything you need to know. But before that, a big thank you to BetterHelp for their long-term support of Get Sleepy. It means a lot that a number of you have emailed to let me know just how much BetterHelp's online therapy has made a positive difference to your lives after hearing about it on Get Sleepy. It's so meaningful to me to not just be able to help you sleep better, but to hopefully encourage you to take good care of your overall mental well-being. Building techniques and understanding on how you can overcome and problem solve any and all challenges in life is, to my mind, so important. We can all experience challenging times, sometimes circumstantially, sometimes without much explanation, but a professional therapist can really help you find solutions that can be life-changing. I've used therapy myself at different points, so I know just how comforting it is to be able to open up in a safe and confidential environment. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, I really do recommend BetterHelp. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/getsleepy. And we would love for you to try our supporters feed, Get Sleepy Premium. You'll have ad-free access to our entire back catalogue of over 400 episodes. Plus, you get to hear a brand new bonus episode every Thursday. Tomorrow's bonus episode will feature a wonderful new voice on Get Sleepy, Vanessa. She'll be reading a story about whale watching that's part travel, part nature, and part science. You can also listen to this two-part series, Poseidon's Quest, in one continuous play episode, which we've released today. So why not join us and give Get Sleepy Premium a try? It's cheaper than those TV streaming services we all pay for, and I think it's an investment in your own good health. We offer everyone 7 days free when you first sign up, so you can make sure it's right for you. Redeem your free trial at getsleepy.com/support or simply follow the link in the show notes. It's nearly time for part two of our story. Make sure you're as comfortable as can be in your bed. Breathe in smoothly and slowly. And release the air gently back out. As you find a comforting rhythm, begin to visualize yourself as you are right now. In this peaceful moment, picture your body surrounded by a warming glow of peaceful energy. On your next deep breath in, absorb that glow with the inhale of breath. And as you exhale, feel a release of tension, a release of anything opposing your chance to invite calm within. gradually, bit by bit, allow yourself to fill up every cell of your body with peace, love, and calm. With each deep breath, this essence of warmth and peace fills you more and more. Visualize it and feel it, even if it's only subtle. Now that you're nice and relaxed, let me catch you up on what happened during the first part of our story. A young man named Ben travelled to the Spanish island of Mallorca. On the beach, he encountered Poseidon, the god of the sea, who had lost his precious golden trident. Poseidon asked Ben to help him find it, with the help of a special guide, a magical, shape-shifting creature named Crystal. So far, there's been no sign of the missing trident. After searching the woods near the beach, Ben and Crystal spent the night asleep in a cozy cave. Let's join them now as they wake up, ready to continue their search. Ben woke up slowly. He could feel the sensation of wings brushing his skin. When he opened his eyes, he saw Crystal flying above him in the form of a glowing firefly. The space was gradually filling with light. From this spot, near the cave entrance, Ben could see that the sun was rising. It was time to wake up. To Ben's surprise, he felt very well rested and ready to continue yesterday's search for Poseidon's trident. When Crystal flew out of the cave, Ben got up and followed. As he stepped outside, he saw that the sun wasn't fully risen yet. Its edges were touching the water, covering it with soft, golden shimmers. The sky looked like a canvas that had been painted from bottom to top. Near the horizon, the sun's golden glow resembled orange paintbrush strokes. Orange then transitioned to a light yellow, followed by a soft blue. The top part of the sky was like a painting made of deep blue strokes. It was a beautiful sunrise, and it filled Ben with the hope that comes with the start of a new day. He felt so calm that he stood there for a moment, admiring the view. Ben also noticed that he was surrounded by a pleasing symphony of birds chirping and distant waves rising and falling. As he enjoyed this relaxing soundscape, he took a deep breath in. The early morning scent of the beach filled his lungs. He closed his eyes, savoring the calming atmosphere. A moment later, Crystal was back at Ben's side, fluttering eagerly. From her movements, Ben understood that he had to follow her. Crystal guided him to a spot under the trees. The ground was covered with fresh fruit. There were piles of apricots, oranges, and grapes, as well as a big watermelon. Ben's eyes lit up. He thanked Crystal and began to eat. Each bite of fruit seemed to melt in his mouth. The apricots were deliciously sweet. The oranges were the juiciest ones he had ever tasted. Then there were the grapes, so soft and sweet. And the big watermelon, which was juicy and refreshing. The strong scents of all the fruits made them taste even better. It wasn't just a breakfast, but a banquet. When he had finished, Crystal started flying toward the sea. At first, Ben was puzzled. He didn't understand what she wanted. Then Crystal went into the water and transformed into her other form, a gorgeous fish. Ben walked towards the shallows and kept following Crystal. The little fish had started glowing, with wavy rays emanating from her body. Once he was deep enough, Ben put his face underwater, hoping that he would be able to understand Crystal a little better like this. What he saw below the surface was amazing. Crystal's colours were even more vibrant underwater. She was captivating. Ben gazed at the shades of sparkling blue and green in astonishment. But then he saw something even more magnificent. The rays of light that were coming from her body were also glowing, and they pointed in different directions. At last, Ben understood. Crystal wanted them to explore those different areas of the ocean, but for that, he would need diving gear. Fortunately, he remembered that he'd seen a diving school not so far from the shore. Without delay, Ben rented all the equipment that he needed. And in no time, he was back at the ocean, where Crystal was floating near the surface. They were ready to begin their search for the trident. Ben touched one of Crystal's glowing rays to show which direction he thought they should go first. And right away, they were both transported to another spot in the ocean, It was just like Poseidon's magical map, with its powers of teleportation. Ben could see that they were now far from the shore. But he was a trained diver, so he felt comfortable and safe being there. In addition, these waters were particularly clear, and they offered good visibility. As Ben and Crystal dived to the depths of this area, the light became dimmer, but they could still see their surroundings well, thanks to the bright rays of sunlight that penetrated the water. Diving deeper, they came across several marine species, such as eels, tuna, and damselfish. There was even an octopus, which moved its tentacles in such a graceful way. The suction cups that covered the tentacles looked like pearls. What an elegant creature, Ben thought. As they got deeper, Ben and Crystal found bright pink coral reefs. Their detailed patterns and structures made them look like architecture or a work of art. It was here that Ben discovered his favorite creature, the nudibranch, also commonly known as sea slugs. He loved their beautiful mix of exotic and vivid colors. His favorite nudibranch looks like something painted by a famous artist. It was lime green with canary yellow dots. Its head was decorated with larger, light blue spots, surrounded by yellow rings. Although Ben went diving frequently, all the beauty that he saw underwater took his breath away. He experienced this sense of awe every time. Ben stared at this coral reef and its sea slugs for a while, contemplating the wonders of nature. It was only when Crystal approached him that he remembered what they were there for. Ben started looking through the reefs, but found nothing. They even dived to the very bottom of the area. But when he dug through the sand, Ben couldn't see any sign of the golden trident at all. Crystal then emitted a new glowing ray. When Ben touched it, he found himself suddenly transported to the entrance of an underwater cavern. The smooth teleportation still felt surreal, but he was getting used to it by now. The underwater cavern had wide holes where he could enter and explore. Small, colorful fish swam around this area in groups. Ben swam slowly so as not to startle them. Once he was inside the cavern, he started looking around. First, he slid his hands across the walls, both inside and outside. Then he dived to the bottom of the cavern and dug through the sand. but again, there was no trident to be found. Crystal swam towards him and emitted yet another glowing ray. After touching it, Ben was surprised to find himself sitting on the beach. Crystal had turned back into a firefly, but instead of guiding Ben to the next spot, she just hovered beside him, fluttering in midair. Perhaps she was thinking about where to search next. In the meantime, Ben took off the diving gear. Just as he had finished, Crystal started fluttering in front of him, glowing intermittently like a flashing light. This had to mean something, since Crystal had never glowed like that before. Maybe she knew where the trident was. A moment later, Crystal started flying along the beach, her wings still flashing. Ben got up and followed her. As they headed into the town, Ben wondered where Crystal was taking him. When she finally stopped, hovering in the air, Ben looked around in confusion. Behind him, he could see a parking lot and signs indicating taxis and bus stops. There was also a large building with a ticket stand, as well as souvenirs and food. It looked like a tourist attraction. Then Ben noticed a sign pointing to a set of mysterious caves. Apparently, Crystal wanted him to enter these caves. Ben followed the sign, which indicated that the entrance to the cave was a few steps ahead. Still accompanied by Crystal, he walked down a stone staircase until he came to a short, narrow tunnel. It was a bit dark, but there were handrails that helped Ben walk safely through the tunnel. At the end, he encountered a black metal gate. He tried to open it, but it was locked. This didn't seem to be a problem for Crystal, though. She simply emitted a glowing ray of light that traveled to the gate. As soon as the glow touched the door, it swung open, and they went through carefully. Once they were on the other side, Ben stopped abruptly, and his eyes widened. This had to be the most beautiful place he had ever seen. They were inside a long cave. Its interior was full of hanging stalactites and stalagmites that emerged from the ground. Ben knew that these formations were deposits of different minerals, and that they often looked similar to icicles. But he had never seen them in person. The whole ceiling was covered with ancient stalactites of different widths and lengths. Here, it felt as if time had stood still. There was also a large body of water in the cave. The water was so clear that Ben could see right to the bottom, and the surface reflected the hanging stalactites on the ceiling. The atmosphere was enhanced by the cave's interior lighting, which had been thoughtfully placed to highlight the natural beauty of the space. The combination of the rock formations, the water, and the lighting made this place look like a dream. It was mesmerizing. Ben stood there, speechless, as he gazed at his surroundings. The atmosphere inside the cave was cool and damp compared to the summer temperature outside. But to Ben, it felt wonderfully refreshing. Silence reigned inside the cave, apart from the sound of dripping water. Ben immersed himself in the cave's atmosphere with all of his senses. He felt so comfortable and calm as he savored the tranquility of this dreamy place. Closing his eyes, he took a deep breath, determined to remember every single detail of this wonderful yet mysterious cavern. Just then, he felt Crystal's wings fluttering by his ear. This brought him back to the reality of why he was standing there. Crystal's glow was still shining intermittently. Her movements suggested that she wanted Ben to start exploring the cave. He walked slowly and ran his hands around the walls. The light brown stone was textured and grooved and a bit damp. He observed the ceiling carefully, trying to detect any golden shimmers. He kept walking and looking around, but he couldn't find anything. When they were deeper inside the cave, Ben noticed that Crystal's intermittent glowing had become quicker. There were shorter pauses between each glow. It seemed to be acting like a radar, detecting the trident's location. This gave Ben an idea. As he moved around, he could observe how Crystal's glow pattern responded. He saw that it became slower in some spots, while it pulsated more quickly in other areas. When Ben got closer to the water, the light flashed even more quickly. This suggested that the trident could very likely be in the water. Ben carefully stepped into the pool. It was clear and shallow. Crystal turned into her fish form and swam next to him. Moving forward through the water, Ben looked for any signs of the golden trident. crystal's rays were still glowing quickly. As the water got deeper, the cave became a bit wider. It wasn't just a pool, but a magnificent subterranean lake. Ben looked around in amazement. He could never have imagined that the cave would hide such a treasure. Thankfully, the waters were still as clear as before. Beside him, Crystal was glowing, her rays pulsating even faster. Ben was sure that the trident had to be somewhere in this lake. Diving down a few meters, he found that the bottom was mostly covered in marine plants. This made it hard to spot anything that might have sunk to the lake's depths. Some of the plants were short, making it easier to look through them, but the majority were long and leafy. They grew upwards like thin, elongated leaves that danced slowly from side to side. And they were so tall that Ben had to swim through the leaves, using his hands to separate them, and then reaching down to search the bottom of the lake. As much as Ben looked, he couldn't find anything. But Crystal's glow was constant now, and he knew that the trident had to be near. He swam a bit further, moving closer to the center of the lake. Then he took a deep breath and dived to the bottom. Here, he saw a bunch of leaves that were tangled around something. He got closer, and as the leaves moved gently with the water's flow, he saw a golden shimmer. Right away, he started untangling the leaves with his fingers. Little by little, a staff made of gold revealed itself. Although it looked like an ordinary stick, it had to be Poseidon's missing trident. Ben grabbed it and swam back to the surface. Crystal's glow was constant now. She examined the trident for a moment, swimming around it in circles. Then she stopped and generated three glowing rays that went upwards. They resembled the three prongs of a trident. After this, Crystal's glow faded. This could only mean one thing. The staff was indeed Poseidon's golden trident. Ben felt so happy and relieved. Crystal emitted a final glowing ray that pointed in the direction of the sea. When Ben touched it, they were both instantly transported to the spot in the ocean where they had first met. Standing tall in the middle of the waves was Poseidon. He was just as Ben remembered him, an impressive, muscular figure with a long, tangled beard. But this time, Poseidon was smiling. Ben stepped toward him and placed the golden staff in Poseidon's outstretched hands. When it touched the god's fingers, the staff became longer and a three-pronged structure with sharp points emerged at one end. The trident looked powerful, and in Poseidon's hands, glorious. His loyal companion, Crystal, swam to his side and remained there. "Thank you, Ben," said the god of the sea. "You have proven your bravery, honesty, and skills, and you are more than deserving of the magical parchment." Poseidon retrieved the parchment from the water and gave it to Ben. As soon as he touched it, Ben could feel the power emanating from it. "I know you will make good use of this valuable tool," Poseidon said, "but I must leave now." And then he added, "Good luck on your voyages, Ben." Ben watched as Poseidon and Crystal started to swim away, further into the ocean. He called out after them, thanking them both for everything. In the distance, Poseidon turned and smiled. Crystal briefly leaped out of the water and twirled in the air before diving down again. Ben felt reassured that they had both heard him. Now that this adventure had ended, Ben realized just how tired he felt, in both mind and body. The exhaustion was like a weight. He went back to the hotel and made his way to his room. Here, he felt the peace of his cozy little nest again. After taking a relaxing, warm shower, Ben made himself comfortable in bed. As he sank into the mattress, he stared at the ceiling, reflecting on all the magical things that he had seen during the last couple of days. He felt completely exhausted, but at the same time, he was deeply grateful that he'd had the chance to meet Poseidon and to help him with something so important. He was also grateful for the time that he had spent with such a magnificent creature as Crystal. Ben felt truly fulfilled. A feeling of deep relaxation ran through his body. As he thought of the magical parchment, Ben imagined all the adventures that he would be able to experience with its help. traveling from one ocean to another. And little by little, Ben peacefully drifted off to sleep.